If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this edition of A Closer Look from Late Night with Seth Meyers, airing weeknights at 12:35, 11:35 Central on NBC right after The Tonight Show.
As he prepares to take office, President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to make progress appointing a cabinet, but at the same time, he's also deflecting questions about his business empire. For more on this, it's time for A Closer Look. Trump has already received criticism for some of his cabinet picks, like his nominee for Attorney General, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions. Sessions was actually rejected by the Senate once before. He was turned down for a federal judgeship in 1986 over comments he made that were seen as racist. And mind you, this was 30 years ago when we were all okay with this.
Oh, sexy girlfriend! Manzai!
So 30 years ago, that wasn't considered racist, but Sessions was. Why?
Sessions has been accused of calling civil rights groups un-American and communist-inspired, criticizing the Voting Rights Act and its impact on southern states. He once said he was fine with the KKK until he found out they smoked pot.
And you can always tell who's high at a KKK meeting. Now, Sessions has said he was making a joke, and also, to be fair, that was 30 years ago. But Sessions' recent record is also troubling. He's been a hardliner on everything from immigration to voting rights. And along with his picks for chief strategist and national security advisor, Trump's early personnel choices have received glowing reviews from white nationalists who are psyched.
It's like Christmas. White nationalists are cheering Trump's choices, calling them a dream team and exactly what they want.
It's the dream team, or if you're going by skin tone, the cream team. In their defense, it is kind of like Christmas, the day that a Middle Eastern family was denied access to a hotel and basic health care. But Trump still has more positions to fill, and on Monday, he met with former Texas Governor Rick Perry, who is reportedly being considered for energy secretary. Of course, the Department of Energy was actually one of the three federal agencies Perry wanted to eliminate when he ran for president in 2012. But famously, he could not remember it when asked at a debate.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third one, I can't. Sorry. Oops.
That's right. Trump wants to put Perry in charge of a department that he couldn't even remember that he wanted to get rid of. And he had notes. Every day is going to be like 50 first dates with him. Oh, man. Department of Energy, I hate this place. Wait, I'll work here? But really, the best part of Rick Perry being considered for a cabinet post is that he was also a contestant this season on Dancing with the Stars. And on Tuesday, the same man who might run our Department of Energy DJ'd for Vanilla Ice.
More surreal. Performing with Vanilla Ice here tonight or your big meeting in New York yesterday?
Can I take no comment on that one at the moment?
No, you can stay performing here right now.
Being with Vanilla Ice is always number one.
Look, it's vanilla twice. Rick Perry looks like he should be Secretary of Energy Drinks. And then there are those who took themselves out of consideration for cabinet posts before even being offered one, like former presidential candidate Ben Carson, whose spokesperson issued this statement when it was rumored that Carson was being considered for the Department of Health and Human Services.
Dr. Carlson feels he has no government experience. He's never run a federal agency. The last thing he would want to do is take a position that could cripple the presidency.
Aw, poor Ben. No one has the heart to tell him he ran for president. But let's at least give Carson credit for knowing he's not qualified to run the Department of Health and Human Services. That was the end of that, right?
Mr. Trump has reportedly offered the post of Secretary of Housing and Urban Development to Ben Carson.
Ben, you're a neurosurgeon. Would you like to run Department of Health and Human Services? No, I'm not qualified. What about Housing Secretary? Well, I do have a house. But while Trump continues to assemble a cabinet, he's also facing a barrage of questions over his foreign business ties and the conflicts of interest they could pose during his presidency. For example, Trump promised throughout the campaign to get tough on China. But a major Chinese bank currently pays for office space in Trump Tower, meaning that the president of the United States will be pocketing rent checks from a state-run megabank owned by the United States' largest military and economic rival. Now, to be fair to Trump, he might not have realized the bank is actually owned by China. What's the bank's name? The Bank of China! I thought it was the plate kind of China. You know, like a bank for your plates. You would deposit plates, and then if you had a dinner party, you would take out the number of plates for the guests you had. And then if you didn't have room for the plates at your house, at the end of the meal, you deposit the plates. I can't believe this. They're a Chinese bank. So we keep getting more reasons to worry that Trump could use his office to benefit himself, and yet, in spite of all this mounting evidence that Trump's sprawling business empire could pose a massive problem for his presidency, he continues to insist that everything is fine.
Donald Trump told the New York Times, "The law is on my side. The president can't have a conflict of interest."
The president can't have a conflict of interest. That statement raised a lot of eyebrows, especially because it echoed the words of a previous famously corrupt president.
So what, in a sense, you're saying is that there are certain situations, and the Houston plan or that part of it was one of them, where the president can decide that it's in the best interest of the nation or something, and do something illegal.
Yeah. Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
Trump and Nixon, just a couple of tricky digs. This has been A Closer Look.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Tumblr. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night with Seth Meyers at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. Thanks for listening.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.